starting with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Some tips for using your debit card responsibly. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Debit cards are directly tied to your checking account. The amount of the purchase that you make will be deducted from your account right now. You know, when you use a debit card to pay for a purchase, the cashier will often ask, debit or credit? Either choice gives you the same consumer protections thanks to the federal government. If there's a fraudulent charge or botched transaction on your debit card, your loss is limited to either $50 or $500, depending on how quickly you report the unauthorized transaction to your bank. So whether your debit card is lost, stolen, or you suspect it is being fraudulently used, the absolute rule of thumb is report it immediately to your financial institution. The National Consumer League suggests that you deduct debits and transaction fees from the balance in your check register immediately. Always take your debit card receipts, since your account number may be on them, and that's all that someone needs to make a purchase through the mail or over the phone at your expense. And when purging your receipts, be sure to shred them. Guard your PIN, memorize it, don't share it, don't keep it with your card, and choose a PIN that a smart thief cannot figure out. In other words, don't use obvious numbers like your birth date, phone number, or address. It's always important to always know how much money you have available in your account, and be sure not to forget to calculate in money that you have already set aside to cover a check that's not yet cleared your bank. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.